Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Jimmy believed it were possible for Mitzi Brenton to want the friendship of another woman. Lawrence was firmly convinced that the personnel director of her husband's office moved only in a world of men. Now it was Uncle Jimmy's job to see that the girl received some little consideration from Florence, Rosalind, and Mrs. Jetson. To Florence Stewart, it seemed a little strange that Uncle Jimmy should want to defend any quality in Mitzi Brenton.
Uncle Jimmy, what in the world is there to defend in Miss Brenton? Everything she's done for Bobby, I'm certain, has been motivated by...
utterly selfish motives?
Lawrence, there's an old saying that I think fits the situation like a glove. There's a little bad in all of us, and a little good.
All right, Uncle Jimmy. For argument's sake, just what do you find in Miss Brenton that's good?
Well, of course, you'll accuse me of having fallen victim to Miss Brenton's charms if I say that... finding a famous specialist to help Rosalind.
In the grandstand play. Perhaps if Rosalind were a little less dependent, it might be easier then for Miss Brenton to say that...
she hadn't taken Bobby away from a woman who was a victim of an accident. Well, I'm glad that I have more faith than that in human nature.
Women weren't given intuition for nothing. And there is such a thing as being too trustful.
You know, when I went to Rosalind and asked her to consider Miss Brenton's offer of the specialist... I didn't expect any encouragement.
I'm sure that Rosalind doesn't want to feel any more obligated than I would under the same circumstances.
Miss Brenton assured me there would be no sense of obligation. Oh, surely such a kindly sense of helpfulness is... oh, dear. I'm sorry, Florence. Sometimes it is so difficult to make anyone see with other eyes.
I see her as she is. You men see her as you've seen women of that kind all through the years. Yes? Good heavens, come in. You of all people don't have to knock.
I heard voices, and I thought maybe you had company.
No, Mrs. Jetson. Just the Stewart's number one star boarder.
Rosalind's out, and being all caught up with my own work, why, I thought as how I might just come in here and see what I could do.
Now, if that isn't just like you.
Did you say Rosalind was out, Mrs. Jetson?
Yes. Miss Brenton called and asked her to come downtown and have lunch with her.
And Rosalind accepted?
Yes. She said she didn't want to make Bobby unhappy, and then she didn't ever want it said of her that maybe she was being mean or petty.
Oh, you know, I admire Rosalind for that. It takes a lot of courage to do that thing which our heart tells us to do. The only barrier which stands between ourselves and our better natures is fear.
There's a mighty big thought in that. Don't you think, Mrs. Stewart?
I don't know about the big thought. But I know it's like Uncle Jimmy to make excuses for people. He even did it for me once. I have a little work to do. Excuse me?
I reckon she's mighty troubled. It's hard for that little woman to admit she's wrong.
Well, I wouldn't want her to admit anything she didn't feel. But we can't go on persecuting a woman. Heavens, if we can't be tolerant in a day when tolerance is the thing most needed...
Oh, she'll come around all right. She always has. But it ain't in her nature to do it without a fight.
Well, I guess we all have our battles. Florence has a continual fight with her pride.
Well, after what Rosalind told me, I'm afraid Bobby's got a fight on his hands, too.
Oh, then he told Rosalind. What happened the night they quarreled?
He told her this morning. Said it looked like he might have a mighty big tussle with his better nature. Said, too, that Miss Brenton had talked him out of some wild ideas.
Must have been a shock to Rosalind. But I admire the boy for being honest.
Now, poor little Rosalind is torn between worrying about what Bobby might do if there was no Mitzi Brenton.
Hope Rosalind doesn't feel that she's in the position of choosing between the lesser of two evils. Accepting Mitzi Brenton as a friend or someday losing Bobby.
I hear that Rosalind had lunch with Miss Brenton today, Arnold.
Oh, is that so? I'm awfully glad.
Of course, you didn't know.
No, Florrie, I didn't.
Oh, Arnold, it's really very annoying to have to talk to a newspaper. Oh, I know your face is behind it.
But... All right, dear, I laid my newspaper aside.
Well, you needn't look like such a martyr. I think any woman, night after night, would get just a little tired.
I've laid aside my paper, and my pipe is out, and my reading glasses are now off. And you have my undivided attention.
Oh, now, aren't you just too wonderful?
And if you wish, my dear, I'll stand on my head or wiggle my ears like this. Now, watch.
Say, Daddy, that's cute. Do it again.
All right, sir.
Mom, see Daddy wiggling his ears?
It's not nearly as amusing as you think, Johnny.
Now, Daddy, make your fingers disappear.
Son, that's the easiest thing in the world now. Nothing disappears quicker, except Daddy's paycheck.
I get very little of it.
Gee, Daddy, you're fun tonight. Say, Mom, when's that big specialist coming to see Sister Rosalind and make her well again?
What? Johnny, I don't remember that we discussed this while you were in the room.
Brother Bobby told me Miss Brenton was going to take care of everything. Just the minute that Mom gave her consent.
Oh, is that so? So all the others have given theirs. I see.
Florrie, why don't we change the subject?
Apparently, there's very little that transpires in this house that Johnny doesn't know about.
I'll say there isn't.
Come here, son.
Sure, Daddy. Say, did you know you promised me something the other night?
Yeah, what's that?
You said if I drank my fruit juice every day... Buy me a regular
stout glass. Florence, if you don't mind, Rosalind would like to see you with Mrs. Jetson.
Oh, of course, Uncle Jimmy. I'll be right over. Nothing wrong, I hope.
No, no, everything's just fine. But if you don't mind, Rosalind would like to see you right now.
Mom, may I go with you?
No, Johnny, stay with your father. And when he wiggles his ears the next time, laugh louder than you did before. There are moments when your father is really a very funny man.
Florence, I thought you should know that Miss Brenton is here.
But Rosalind, dear, I don't want to talk to her.
Please, for my sake. We had such a good visit today. I feel differently toward her now. Whatever is to happen in the months to come, well, it all may be different if Mitzi is my friend.
But Rosalind, dear, we've only known the girl such a short time. One can hardly call her a friend of the family.
She doesn't want to be a friend of the family, unless she's earned that place. But she does want to go on being helpful. Oh, please let her talk with you.
Well, I must warn you that I shan't be as easily persuaded. Something has told me all along we couldn't trust her.
You could be wrong, Florence. I'm convinced now that I was.
Oh, all right, dear, I'll do it for you, but
Florence,
I'll...
Florence Rosalind, Miss Britton has only a few moments. Let's go back to the office and work on some report.
We're coming, Uncle Jimmy.
I wonder what this is to be. An ultimatum or something?
Oh, Mrs. Stewart, I won't take but a minute or two. I must get back to the office.
Please sit down, all of you.
Well, I think the time has passed when we should, any of us, stand on pretense.
I don't know that any of us have been pretending, Miss Brenton.
Oh. But what I should have said, Mrs. Stewart, was, I think that the time has passed for any of us to stand on formality.
That's right, Florence. Miss Brenton is going to be very much to the point. Honest, straightforward, open-hearted.
You see, Rosalind can't very well go through life with her neck in that condition. Right now, her husband is embarrassed because of it. Rosalind herself is...
And in this connection you propose to bring this famous European physician, Dr. Hertner, into the picture. He's a last word on any vertebrae or spinal cord condition.
No one feel obligated to me because it doesn't cost a penny. Either the doctor is interested and takes the case at no fee, or he won't take it, not for thousands.
I don't think we're so poor that a daughter of mine... I mean that Robert's wife has to go to a clinic. I see no reason for staying any longer. Good morning, Miss Brenton.
Florence! Florence!
Don't go, please. There, there. You didn't expect Florence to change her mind in the twinkling of an eye, did you?
It's all right, Rosalind. I won't give up.
I thought for my sake Florence would say yes.
I won't give up. Not alone getting her consent to Dr. Hertner's seeing you, but also making that woman, a proud woman, my friend.
Well, aren't you the sentimental little kid, though?